Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast for the first day of summer, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 3 and 5 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 93, heat index values as high as 101. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 64, and on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 82. And in the news for today, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has announced that their clinics will no longer be offering abortion services as of June 25th in anticipation of a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court that could overturn Roe v. Wade. We are anticipating that the ruling will likely come before the end of June, so we are not scheduling our typical day, one-day, two-day procedures after June 25th, said Ali Linton, an obstetrician and gynecologist and associate medical director of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, in an interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patients who seek abortions in Wisconsin need two appointments because of a law that requires a 24-hour waiting period before the procedure. The first appointment includes an ultrasound and other preparation for the procedure, and the second is the abortion itself. After the 25th, the clinics will still continue to schedule those day one precautionary procedures, Linton said, with the goal of helping navigate and support patients in any efforts to get an abortion outside of Wisconsin in the event that Roe is overturned. That's because without Roe in effect, Wisconsin will revert to an 1849 law that prohibits doctors from performing abortions except in cases where the procedure is necessary to save the mother's life. Obviously, if we are wrong and the ruling has not come out on the 27th, we will try to open up schedules and do the best that we can to get people in, Linton added. The nation's high court is expected to overturn Roe based on a leaked decision that shed light on the direction the court's majority was headed. For 50 years, the decision in Roe v. Wade has provided protections around abortion access for pregnant patients. Information for this report comes in part from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has given emergency authorization to provide COVID-19 vaccines for children aged 5 and younger, assuming the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also signs off the decision. An extra 18 million people in the United States will be eligible for inoculation, the last large group to be granted access. Wisconsin health systems are preparing to administer the shots and talk to parents who have questions about them. A committee of the FDA voted unanimously last Friday to approve Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines for that age group, and the Centers for Disease Control have filed approval on Saturday. Wisconsin's Department of Health Services will approve the vaccine's use next. Health providers expect vaccination for the age group could begin within a week. Like other states, Wisconsin pre-ordered doses of the vaccines for younger children while the federal approval process was proceeding. Information for this report came from the online magazine Nature and WPR Online News. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.